Now, at the moment, while solar cells are clean and environmentally friendly, the electricity they produce is still three or four times more expensive than electricity from fossil fuels such as coal. Now, part of the problem is the high cost of manufacture, but a less well-known problem is the cost of actually installing the things. I hadn't realised this, but because conventional solar cells are basically large and flat, they're like a great big sail, and if you want to attach them to the roof or something, you've got to hold them on really tight, because otherwise strong winds are going to blow them straight off. Now, a company called Solyndra is starting mass production of a solar cell which may solve this problem. Instead of using big flat solar cells, they're using very long, thin tubes, about 3 centimetres across, with a thin film semiconductor on the surface called copper indium gallium selenide, which, rather than being big and flat, then you paint the roof underneath white, so you get light reflected off the roof from underneath coming up onto the bottoms of the cylinders and light from the sun coming down onto them. And because they've got big gaps in between them, the air can rush through them so the wind doesn't pick them up, so you don't actually have to screw them down, so reducing the insulation cost immensely.
Do they still generate reasonable amounts of electricity?
They're still about 13% efficient themselves, so probably not as good as a conventional one, but the big limit on the amount of solar power we can generate isn't how much area we've got, it's how expensive they are to build.
Sure, and how much do they cost?
They're not selling them on the street at the moment, but they should be intrinsically cheaper than conventional solar cells, as well as this huge reduction in installation costs.
Thanks, Dave. Let's hope so. It is The Naked Scientist with Chris, Dave and Caddis, our science Q&A extravaganza, where you ask the questions and we try and answer them. Got a couple coming up, which we'll be looking at in a second. But if you'd like to get in touch with the programme, the email address is chris@thenakedscientist.com.
Lifting the lab coat on the world's best science. The Naked Scientists.